Welcome to TwaTech Radio. I'm Lil Jason, and today I'm going to discuss how to defy death. Okay, I'm actually just going to talk about the Linksys and SLU2. Okay. So, if you know anything about Linksys, you know that they love to publish their source code. And this is always good for the modding community because they always make insane things with objects and computers and stuff that you wouldn't really think you'd be able to do anything with. But the NSLU2, made by the omnipotent division of Cisco, it was originally designed just for network storage. You could put your files, your music, your videos, your backups over to this hard drive that you hook up to it, and it would share it. But once the modding community got their hands on the source code, they went crazy and ran with it. First, I'll explain a little bit about this. On the back, it has one standard Ethernet jack, and it has two USB 2.0 ports, so that you can hook up a USB hard drive to your network. So essentially, you can hook up two USB hard drives. Now, for some reason, they made one of the ports to where you can only hook up a hard drive, and the other one, you can hook up a hard drive or a flash drive, which is, I guess, neat if you're like me and you don't have a USB hub and you'd rather just plug it in there so you don't have to reach around at the back of your computer. And it's also faster because I don't have a USB 2.0 card, so I'm running very slower. Alright, so I'll go ahead and talk about modding. The most popular mod in my mind, and the one I use, is called Unslung. Now, to achieve this, the device itself doesn't have enough flash to store the modded firmware. So they have to mount it on the hard drive, and then each time you boot up the server, you actually load it. It loads onto it from there. Then you can store your files and stuff like that. But the most popular hardware mod would be overclocking the CPU, which is actually de-underclocking it, because you're not really overclocking it. For some strange and stupid reason, Linksys limited the amount of speed that the processor of it could go. So, out of the box, it runs 133 megahertz. Well, after people looked up the processor, people realized that Linksys was actually putting a limit on it, and it was able to go to 266 megahertz. You can solve this very easily by opening up the device and popping a resistor off of it. I've done this to mine. I haven't had any problems out of it. Most people don't have any problems out of it, but I've read reports of people saying that hard drives won't work afterwards. To me, it's not a problem. Along with this firmware, they've added in the iPackage system, IPKG package system, so that you can easily download and add new packages that people build without having to configure scripts and stuff like that, because personally, I don't really know how to do that. I'm not too much of a Linux guy, so it really helps me. Now, there's different programs you can run. My favorite, actually, is CTorrent, because it actually downloads my torrents for me. Well, I mean, after I set up a script, but it'll download the torrents. It's just a torrent client. So, you know, I don't have to leave my desktop on all night. I can just start a torrent on there, and it'll run all night. Which is really nice, because this thing hardly uses up any power. It's just the power to power it and the hard drive you're using, so it's pretty nice. Another popular one is Asterisk, which I also use. Now, you're probably thinking, yay, I have Asterisk on this. It does work just fine, but you have to remember, this is not a very fast computer or anything, so it can only do so many calls. For home use, this should be fine. I've never had a problem out of it with any calls, and it works just fine. If you do plan on doing music on hold, though, the processor is not able to handle floating point because it doesn't have that built into it. So you can't do MP3s. Instead, if you want to use music on hold, you have to use a different format like GSM or ULAW or ALAW or something like that. There are other applications out there for it. Some I don't use. You can run an iTunes server on it, which is nice, but I don't actually use iTunes, so I have no use for it. There are webcams, LAN, nice little LAN cams you can make, and you can set it up so that you can stream a camera over it. There's also supports for printing, and you could hook up a USB printer to your network, which would be a really cheap alternative to going out and buying a network printer. There are also many mods out there to make this act as a router or a wireless access point or a nice Bluetooth pan. For me, I really don't have a use for it. I've not tried these mods, but if you're interested, you could try to set them up yourself. Another really important feature: out of the box, this thing runs Linux, so it can only format the hard drives in an ext3 format. With recent firmwares, though, actually with Unslunk and the Linksys ones, you can actually format it with NTFS or FAT32. This is nice because you can unplug your hard drive from the NSLU2, plug it up to your computer, and be able to read it. If you don't have the firmware, obviously you wouldn't be able to read the hard drive without some special software. This is also nice if you use thumb drives to hook up to it, because you would have to format it each time if you plugged it up to the box, which would erase your data. Now, if you really want to test the limits of this thing, you can configure Apache on it. Download and install Apache and configure it. Now, obviously, since this is an embedded device, Apache is going to leave a huge footprint on it. So, there's another web server called AppWeb that was specifically built for embedded devices. It's also very robust, and you can have PHP, and MySQL, and add-ons like that. Or you could use the tiny HTTPD client or server, which comes standard out of the box, and you can mod the configuration file to do virtual hosting, to where you could type in your server's name, and it would go to your server administration page, and you could type in another website that you registered a domain for. You could point it to the server, and instead it would go to that website instead of your administration pages. I could probably go on for the rest of the night talking about all these different mods for it, but if you really want to know, go check out the site. I'll put a site link in the show notes, and you can check out all the nice mods for it and stuff. When you do flash these, I mean, anything can happen because you are flashing it over the network, unless you're using like a JTAG or something, but most people don't do that because it's just tedious. But it can mess up. So, Unslung and that team, they've created a nice app to do it over the network, and they've also added something into the firmware called Redboot. And if for some reason it messes up, you can press the reset button on the back, and they've programmed it to it'll restart and load Redboot, so that you're able to reflash it over the network and fix whatever your problem may be. Okay, so if you're planning or you're looking at it, if you had some money to spend and you may want to look into this, the device itself is probably going to run you about $90. Now, this is just the device and the cable and the power supply for it. This is not the external hard drive. If you don't have an external hard drive, you're going to have to go buy one, which may run you another $100, depending whether or not how much space you want on that hard drive. If you already have one, then, well, you don't have to go buy one, obviously, unless you want another one to be dedicated for that. You can also use a flash drive to test it out. You can't actually install Unslung on the flash drive because of the way it's configured. You can install it just normally, but there is another hack for it that you can install it on the flash drive also and run it off of there. Overall, though, this is a really nice product. Once again, Linksys has done something right. First, they went very well with their routers that were very easily customizable because of their source code, and now they came out with this, and they released source code for that, and people have run crazy with the code. So it's been really nice, and it's probably really boosted their sales. I would like to see more companies do this, and I'm really glad that Cisco supports the modding community. All right. Also, I want to remind everyone, if you're listening to the show, if you think you have anything to contribute, please send us in a show. If you don't want to be a regular host, please send in shows as you like. We'll use them as backup. It helps us because some people who are regulars can't make their show. Also, put yourself on the Twatech Radio Frapper. See if there's anyone near you that also listens to the show. I think this about wraps it up for me. This has been Twatech Radio. Will Jason is out.